Rainforests are noisy. There are insects, birds, maybe a howling monkey or two. But animals in the forest make sounds that don't show up in these recordings. NPR's Christopher Joyce and audio producer Bill McQuay from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology have been following scientists who've captured those sounds, sounds they say that determine who lives and who dies.
Katydids can be an inch long or the size of a cell phone. Many look like they're in Halloween costume, with funny-looking helmet heads or big horns. They also have an extraordinary talent that intrigues biologists.
As well as audio producers like me, what they can do is communicate ultrasonically at frequencies we can't hear.
At a lab at Dartmouth College, biologist Hannah der Hofstede can actually show us evidence of this remarkable ability. She pins a katydid under a microscope, then peels away the outer exoskeleton of its neck to reveal a pulsing clump of cells.
What you can see when you look through it, in the very center between the two legs, there's a white blob, and that's like a mini brain.
Der Hofstede gently inserts electrodes the size of a hair underneath a nerve cell, a neuron.
We play sounds to the ear of the katydid, and we'll be able to record with the electrodes when that neuron responds to the sound that we're playing back.
Katydid neurons are wired to hear ultrasound. But what for? Who's talking and what's the message?
So far, biologists know that male katydids use ultrasonic calls to attract potential mates.
Hey, I'm over here, I'm over here.
You might call it insect sexting, but there's much more going on ultrasonically than that.
Right. Bats use ultrasound, too. They emit signals like sonar to find prey, and they also hear ultrasonic signals.
Dartmouth biologist Laurel Symes says that's bad news for katydids.
Katydids are the potato chips of the rainforest.
That's the sound of a bat homing in on a katydid.
Katydids have a dilemma. Their mating calls are like dinner bells to bats, but they need to call to reproduce. So what's evolved in the rainforest is an ultrasonic game of hide and seek.
Or seek and hide.
Yeah, seek mates, but hide from bats. To figure out how it all works, Der Hofstede sent a team into katydid country, Panamanian rainforest, where they actually recorded this ultrasonic world.
All right, NPR, good morning.
That's team member Sharon Martinson. I gave them a recorder to take with them. Martinson nicknamed it NPR.
Yeah, throw NPR in. Keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling.
Off to the furthest tree.
The team has to plant special microphones in the forest to record ultrasound.
You have to get a microphone in a tree. And so the first step of that is finding a good tree.
You have to get a climbing rope up in the tree with an 8-foot-long slingshot.
Symes climbs up into the canopy, which is already occupied by another primate.
Here we are. I can see monkeys from up here. Yeah, they're at the top of the next tree over.
All right, hoist her up.
Symes hoists recorders, microphones, and batteries up into the canopy and puts them in boxes for protection. Once she's back down, the monkeys reclaim the canopy.
Look up. Right there is a monkey. Oh my God.
No.
Gonna go mess with our boxes?
Animals.
Oh, he's so looking at it.
Uh-huh. They let the recorders run for days. When they listened back, it didn't sound like much, mostly crickets. But when the sound is slowed down, something haunting emerges.
This really low, continuous sound is the sound of crickets. These short, higher-pitched sounds, the things that are two pulses. Most of that's katydid calls. The really high-pitched, regular sound is the sound of a bat flying through. So each of those is an individual echolocation call that it's sending out.
And Ter Hofstede says their work has helped reveal how these insects have evolved to fool the bats.
What I find the most interesting about the katydids is how much they have adapted to deal with these kinds of predators. So one of the things is that they don't produce very much sound.
Some katydids only call for mates a few times a night.
So the bats can't home in on their location.
Some apparently recognize a bat signal and go quiet when they hear it. Others just keep calling because they live underneath leaves and are harder for bats to find.
What's driving this ultrasonic arms race are hugely important evolutionary pressures, finding a mate and avoiding death.
So what's cool about the katydids is that they are under these two extreme pressures. Each species may have found a different way to resolve that conflict.
It's an arms race that's going on all the time, out of sight.
But not out of hearing. I'm Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
And I'm Bill McQuay, Cornell Lab of Ornithology.